All right, it is a rainy start to this day. It looks like that rain's going to hang around much of today, too. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This is the time every week that we set aside to talk about Michigan-made products, and that's really what they're doing with a virtual conference hosted by Michigan State University this week. It's the Making It in Michigan event, and joining us now to tell us all about it is the director of the Product Center, the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Michigan State University, Molly Woods. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing? Thanks so much for featuring our conference.
Well, yeah, and I want to talk about the conference. Is this something you've been doing all along and had to go virtual this year, or is this something new?
Yeah, no, this is something our center, so the Product Center is at Michigan State University. It's been around since 2003, and just a couple years after it started, we started this Making It in Michigan conference, which really was to feature products made in Michigan and try to bring together, you know, brand new entrepreneurs with potential buyers. And we've always done it in person in Lansing, and, you know, just like a lot of other people, we had to kind of punt and figure out how to do it online. And I think our team's done a great job. We've got a virtual trade show and then also educational sessions. We have a tremendous amount of educational sessions this year, all online recorded. So if you register for the conference, you still can register, and you can go in and watch those recordings. I think we have over 50 educational sessions about starting a business, licensing, regulations, and so forth. And then our virtual vendor showcase, we have over 80 registrants, which just really blew me away. We didn't know what to expect. 80 registrants who sent us their information. We got it up on our website and have been, and will be sharing it and have been sharing it with buyers across the state.
Wow, that's fantastic. I feel like Michigan has always had kind of an entrepreneurial spirit, but, you know, 10, 12 years ago, you know, during the Great Recession, I think a lot of people, you know, were forced into career changes, decided, you know, this was a good time to start a new business. And I think now a lot of people are doing that as well, using this pandemic as a time to really kind of reexamine and explore what they want to do and maybe taking that leap and starting a business.
You nailed it. Yeah, in 2009, our center saw quite an uptick in new clients. We have a new client registration process where they come in and get some initial business counseling. And again, this year, same thing with the pandemic. You know, I think people are taking a look at what they're doing or might be out of work and decide it's a good time to start a new venture or be at home, you know, make the same decision. And so we're seeing a big uptick in numbers as well. And this is, you know, the Product Center really specializes in food and agriculture. So most of our clients are starting a food business or something related to ag and natural resources, but I would bet that other, you know, other business support entities like SBDC or some of the other groups are seeing the same uptick as well.
Do you see any trends, you know, in recent years or this year? Is there a lot of people that are, I don't know, taking their old family pickle recipe or salsa recipe and deciding to kind of go full bore with turning it into a business? Is there any particular trend that you see?
Well, that has always been the bread and butter of our clients, really, is, you know, the old pickle recipe, pardon the pun, or the cookie recipe that grandma had that was so good. I would say this year we're also seeing some of the things that drive it might be people looking for a product they really can't find in the marketplace. So vegan, grain-free, you know, using some really special ingredients, and our entrepreneurs find a way to use them maybe out of a need. Let's say they have an allergy and are able to make a great product and decide to share it with the world. And so I would say that's something, especially in the last couple of years, we've seen more of. You know, entrepreneurs are, a lot of them are serial entrepreneurs, and they're looking for good opportunities. And then they also might have some personal situation that pushes them to develop, you know, like we have one group, Nutcase Vegan Meats, that it's a totally vegan product made out of nuts, but is a protein, you know, is a protein item. And so I think that was just, they saw a need in the marketplace, and they really believed in veganism and went for it.
Very interesting. Who are some of the other exhibitors this year?
We have a wide variety of exhibitors. We've seen a lot of interest in cold brew coffee or canned coffee is one area where we have enough. We always have a lot of jams and jellies, but we had one group called Lux Artisanal Products out of Grand Rapids, and they have some just amazing new flavors that can serve as a cocktail base if you want to use that, or you have just some flavors you might never see in jam, but really set them apart. We also have some different products. One woman had a product. It was a lentil dal. Really, she was from India. Is from India, and her son could not find good Indian food when he went away to college, and so she developed this wonderful, basically meal in a bag where he could just pour it into a pan and make his mom's cooking right from home or right at his dorm.
Yeah.
So, just a whole bunch of different items that are really interesting.
In addition to having an opportunity for these folks to exhibit and connect, there's also awards handed out too, aren't there?
There are. They will be awarded this Thursday. We have a variety of different awards. We really want to recognize our entrepreneurs who've done so much hard work, and they are counselors. So we have a group of counselors throughout the state that are part of the Michigan State University Extension Program, and they are the frontline business counselors for our group, and they will nominate their clients for different awards, and then that comes back to us on campus. We have a different committee that reviews those, and we make some selections.
Very neat. Who are some of the past award winners?
Byron Center Meats is one award winner that has really, they've taken off. They had to really shift their business a few years ago. They had a single buyer or one major buyer who was buying most of their product, and that buyer left. If I said the name of the company, you would recognize it as a large national company.
Okay.
And so they shifted to a different business model and just have done a great job with that. If you are familiar, one of our real successes has been the gluten-free bar company. They were award winner in the past, and their business has just taken off as well. I can't tell you who the award winners are yet this year. That's top secret. But
okay. Now, is it too late to get involved if somebody wants to participate in this conference? Can they still register?
They can register for the educational sessions. They cannot, unfortunately, register as a vendor because we had to do a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get all that information uploaded, and so that deadline has passed. But they can, if they just go to our Product Center website, just Google MSU Product Center, and you'll look for the Making It in Michigan Conference. The acronym is MIM, M-I-I-M. And there'll be a link there for registration. They can register. And even if the great thing about doing it virtually, even though it has been, it's been a big shift, is that we're recording all the sessions. Like I said, they can go back to those sessions at a later date if they can't watch them right now. And there's just a great opportunity for education in those sessions. And so they want to go ahead and register. It's $50 to register. And then those sessions will be made available, about a week after the conference.
So many great entrepreneurs here in Michigan, so many great startup companies, these, mom and pop, whether it's jams and jellies, like you said, or other, up and coming new foods. It's really kind of neat to see the diversity, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it is really exciting to work with people who have just new ideas and are so enthusiastic about their products. I worked at MSU, and then I left and went to work for the tart cherry industry in Michigan. And the reason I came back to the Product Center was because I felt like that's exactly what, many of our commodities in the state need is a team of entrepreneurs like we have who are just, looking for new and exciting ways to use some of the great food we have here in the state. And so that's what drew me back, is just the enthusiasm of our entrepreneurs. And I love food.
Too, so. Very neat. Where can people go for more information on this, Molly?
Yeah, like I said, just Google the MSU, Michigan State University Product Center, and you can find it there. We're part of the College of Ag and Natural Resources, but also we are in the Extension Service because we really are focused on outreach and education. So Google MSU Product Center, and you can see past award winners. We've got a lot of nice videos on there. Find out more about the conference and our services as well.
All right. Check in at the end of the week and find out who this year's award winners are, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll do that. Molly, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.